had his eyelid skin completely melted off, which was the worst way to start the graduation dinner. But anyway, moving right along.
Guess what, guys? We're fucking sick.
Yeah, we're going to be a bit flat today. It's been I think our bodies are starting to give out. Had a bit of a celebration on the weekend. And woke up on Sunday and it's been downhill since then. So it's going to be a low energy episode.
How high are you out of 10?
But yeah, we've had a little bit of weed to try and make it look weird at least. You know, so it's like...
I'm probably like 5 out of 10.
So it's like the silent weird type funny.
Yeah, I'm keen on just doing a bit of weed oil. Sort of detoxing. I've been having my Vital Greens again.
Yeah.
I'm going to start exercising. I have fucking cellulite all over my torso.
big divots.
It's like fucking old woman shit.
Big bullet wounds. Yeah. Stretches and holes. It's like a beehive. Yeah, it's not good. It's not looking good. We haven't worked out properly for a long time. Isolation's really...
It's fucked the world hard, eh?
It's really fucked our routine up. We don't exercise.
How
we eat like shit.
How hard it is to wake up in the morning?
Yeah, I know. It's just fucking...
I look at the phone and I just go, fuck it, snooze. And then I press it like 100 times and then it's like 5 p.m.
Yeah, and then it's like, oh, fucking bedtime.
Time for bedtime.
And then fucking back down you go at about 6, quarter past 6. And you're in and out till about midnight and then bang, fucking gone.
We're slowly getting there as well with Twitch, guys. We've figured out we've got to do like 8 hours of live stream before we can...
But we'll promote it a little bit in there because we need to get like a few followers or some shit.
Yeah.
To be in the whatever you call them.
It's pretty much set up now.
And Matt Brown.
Matt Brown from...
He's sitting back in his chair. He's sitting on like a bar stool and he's sort of leaning back and his arms are folded and he's looking at me, looking at Michael, looks back down to the soundboard. Is that what you call that? The soundboard?
Do you ever play with it? Do you ever like do little fucking turns and shit?
No, he keeps looking up and down.
Yeah, sometimes. Because sometimes you get very loud. And
Shut up, man. Shut up. What the fuck was that?
You asked.
Yeah, I know. God damn it. That's so fucking research and statistician. Oh, speaking of research, what have you done? Have we got it?
Oh my God, you would not believe the shit that I'm about to smash into your fucking head holes, cunt. Some of these facts are out of my mind worldview, ZX, to the nth degree, my friends.
ZX?
Yeah.
That's when Z goes before X.
Yeah, which never happens.
That's in a different
universe. How fucked this is.
I've got those fucking eyebrows poking over my fucking eyes again.
It could be a cancer. It could be cancer. It could be a brain tumor as well.
Like no!
Optical. Oh, you start seeing shit in your peripheral. It's a symptom of brain and eye cancer.
Oh, I got him a giggle. Oh, this is sponsored by the universityofmarkle.com.
If you want to support us, fucking get... Fucking on it, cunt.
What did we just watch before? We redid the gel blast of it.
Yeah, we redid it, except it's crazy. And so you can just... Remember, it's 14 days free. I fucking hate explaining this every week. It's 14 days free. So if you want to watch the videos that are on there already, we found a way around it. So you never have to really pay.
But it's still a fucking dog move on us. It's a fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah, so but we're selling right out. We're out of here. We're selling right out. We just want that cash. We want that dollar.
We
want
to be able to make money for what we do.
No, we
Facebook
want that cash.
Don't pay that well.
Raining cash. And so we want that, so please give us your money and subscribe to that. All right, on this day in hello Matthew. Oh, off to the side. He's adjusting the lighting. I'll have a Matthew Brown, thanks. I'll have a Matthew Brown and I'll move that around.
Brown and round rhymed. That was cute. Look at him. Look at his package.
Yeah, you can see his bulge through his pants.
You do have a bit of a bulge.
Yeah, hey?
I remember I borrowed some of your undies once I had some room in them.
Yeah.
It was just like space.
All right.
But it still kept the groove, so it looked like I had a big dick. Thanks, man.
Okay. On this day in 1960, Jeffrey Rush started burying his fingernails in the backyard in hopes that fingers would grow so that he could go with them. When the fingernails didn't grow, Jeffrey's frustrations grew so intense that he king hit his wife right in the sternum.
Oh, that would hurt. You could probably kill him if you hit him in the stomach.
Yeah, hard enough. 100%.
Would it just, what, shatter it and then go into your lungs?
I think it would just break the ribs into the lungs so you'd, like, drown with your own blood pissing out of your fucking mouth.
Apparently a throat hit's really dangerous.
Yeah, I'll text Jeffrey and let him know. All right, on this day in 2005, Megan Fox learned how to excrete a sticky substance from the palms of her hands so that she could scale the sides of buildings much like a gecko. She has been seen scuttling along the sides of high-rise buildings and flicking her tongue at passing birds. She's still hot, though.
Yeah, how does she flick her tongue?
I'm not sure. I think she's sort of just...
Just one?
Yeah, as fast as she can.
Wow.
And it must be the sticky shit on her tongue too, so she can catch them. And your very weird little gecko thing there about Megan Fox.
Holy fuck. I saw her recently. She was in a film clip.
High-rise building.
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, MGK's latest, Bloody Valentine. Good film.
Are they dating?
She still looks as hot as ever.
I wonder.
No, but he definitely would have had a turn.
Is that fake news?
Yeah, it's fake news. He would have had a go.
I wonder if they'll use that trick she can do, like, for the movie.
Yeah, no, she's not in a movie. It was just a film clip.
Fucking bitch. On this day in 1996, Nicolas Cage started breaking his fingers regularly. He was seen jumping up as high as he could and landing with his entire body weight on his outstretched fingers. When asked why he was doing this, he answered, "Because what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, asshole."
Just imagine seeing someone do that.
Yeah, I've seen it on YouTube. It's like, it went viral.
So you
like
jump up, then quickly straighten your finger.
Where you just land with your full body weight like that. And so your legs would be facing the sky.
Yeah, okay.
Outstretched.
And they just spread out.
So it's like high jump. Picture a belly flop high jump. You know how they flop over, but you land on your outstretched fingers.
And then your legs come back over sort of like a scorpion.
Yeah, so apparently he would break them and then go and reset them at the hospital. And then as soon as they were healed, he would go and break them again. And he just did that for like a period of 3 to 4 years.
Wow. That must have been before Gone in 60 Seconds.
Or maybe during. Maybe even during that.
Oh, these fucking eyebrow hairs.
Typing. He's got a research facility in front of him.
Wow.
That was before Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
96, where he broke his hands, but 2000 was Gone in 60
yeah,
Seconds.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. That's probably what...
That's how it all aligns. Yeah. It all aligns now.
They probably told him to stop doing that, and he said, all right.
Because you can't steal cars. Especially in 60 seconds if you're breaking, you got fucking broken hands.
That's what happened.
Well, that's how he stole cars. He would break his hands so they could easily get into the window.
That's how he did it.
Director.
Fuck. Yeah, good right research.
There's director
cunt.
Policies.
Good research.
That's great shit. That's producer level high grow. Grow?
Grow.
On this day in 1983, Robert De Niro gently sat on some store-bought eggs for 7 days straight. He was very gentle and would whisper sweet words, sing, and stroke them lovingly. Incredibly, the eggs started hatching half-chick, half-De Niro creatures. De Niro raised the creatures as normal children/pets, and the De Niro creatures are all grown up now and live in Hollywood. Most of the creatures are rapists.
Wow. Holy shit. So what, they're like half chicken,
they half look like De Niro birds. Creatures, yeah. So I guess like it'd be halfway between a chicken and an animal size.
How the fuck?
But like able to function enough to like, you know, live.
I didn't hear about that on the news.
Yeah, I know. They always try and squash it. They hush hush big hush hush. I give you money. Hush hush it. That's what De Niro would have said, and then they just fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, dude. 100%. I get that.
You know what I mean?
And now it's time for...
I can't yell right now because my throat's all fucked, but Matt has kindly renamed the segments in a really soft, gentle language. Elven language, I believe he says it is. Elven,
oh.
Matt, from the elves? Is that right?
Elves.
Yes. Okay.
Elven
so
is a pretty word. I want to call my...
Disgusting. Like, it's
Elven
really,
and the Chipmunks.
Really
call
weird.
My boy, Elven.
Like, plays like Dungeons and Dragons or something, but it's
oh,
like
yeah,
a strange
true. It
language.
Is sort of fucking... Yeah.
But anyway, the segment has been renamed to... Shame.
I love the ending.
So, yeah, which is Elvish for... let's read some questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram. And sometimes we see comments. Where do we send the questions to? Send them to the @MartyandMichael Instagram account. Okay, not our ringworms, just the main account, and we'll get to them. But there's heaps now, so just keep sending those questions in week after week. Fucking stab them in there. Stab them right up it.
Yeah, and I only go through a few, and there's so many. So don't be upset if we don't fucking take yours, right? Now, this isn't a question, but this is from Jonesy.30. And he's asked us to talk about this because he's got a wife. No, not a wife, a girlfriend. And he said, my girlfriend Amanda calls me childish and immature for watching your videos and listening to your podcasts. Can you do me a favor and call her a cunt?
Cunt!
On your podcast from Ireland. Love from Ireland.
Cunt!
No, she's not a cunt. She's a fucking cunt! All right, next one's from Hayden Rendell. And he has asked, do you guys see yourselves so far ahead of Stephen Hawking's, or are you still trying to get to his level in your opinion? It's hard.
Different levels. He was more like his work was like, you know, in philosophy and stuff like that. Ours is just strictly...
We're more practical experiments.
Yeah, ours is more like every day-to-day shit people actually need. You know what I mean?
I'd say he might be just smarter in the head.
His thinking method was similar, so we just applied that, but just to shit that people actually need and use and shit like that.
Yeah, we don't dumb it down. We make it simpler for the common person.
Yeah, ask anyone on the street, what's experiments Hawking's done, cunt? And they fucking don't know. They don't know any experiments Hawking's done, cunt. No one knows. But Marty and Michael on the streets, everyone will fucking give you a practical fucking example. I'll tell you what now for free. It's up there and it fucking does it properly. You get the answer straight up your fucking backside, cunt. I'll tell you that one for free, my brother.
Thanks. Renak Revan. Revanka, will you ever do a live podcast?
Oh, probably. Matt?
Oh, it's definitely something I'd like to explore.
Oh, but that was fun.
No, let me finish. But it's so hard to do a live podcast with you two because things are just out of control.
Yeah, people don't see the cuts where we run off and do drugs and shit and come back. People don't see that. And we can't do that live, obviously.
Yeah. All right. Next one's from Harry Brolia. How does it feel to be the most famous Australians other than Cardinal Pell's nephew, Hugh Jackman's toenail? Love the content.
Hugh Jackman's toenail?
Yeah. Well, I would say, fuck, we're probably above the toenail. Oh, maybe because of the toenail.
If he Googles it and something comes up, that's beating us.
Mm.
Anyway, we'll get there.
How does it feel? Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Right now, I feel like shit. I feel tired, fatigued, malnourished. Fucking.
Hurting.
It's like a constant hangover. Hey, that's how life is for me.
I just want to roll into a ball and accept.
Yeah. The fame, fuck, it's not all. It's not. It gets pretty fucking frustrating.
It's not even that. It's a very low level fame. It's not.
It's like you go
annoying.
To a bar and go, are you that cunt who fucking rips his tone out? Let me buy you a beer. That's how good it gets.
I think the level of fame for you was in Bali on your birthday. And you and me are about to go down a zip wire.
Oh.
And just as we're about to get on it, some big fat Australian dude it came along and was like, you're that bloody smoking guy from the internet.
And then I fucking went down and he's like, yes, I am. Skull and a beer. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, fuck. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
You're that smoking cunt from the internet. So I don't know people that would say like, oh, from Facebook or from the phone.
You're
that guy from
fame.
The phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the screens.
You're in the television.
You're in front of my eyes sometimes.
You're alive. You're you.
You're real. Malfunction.
You're
real. Malfunction.
Or.
Fun.
Imagine just. Nothing. Next one's Rachel Dunaway. Hey, wankers. Question for the podcast. She won the free membership, by the way.
Oh, wow. Well done, Rachel. Mm.
If we had to be in a TV sitcom family, which would we choose?
Meh. Oh, a TV sitcom family. Mm. Oh, that's very good. Maybe
hers would be Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I can see. I wanted to say that.
I can't think of many at the moment.
From you, Rachel.
I'd be in The Simpsons.
Which character would you be?
I'd be Marty in The Simpsons.
No, you'd be Mr. No, you'd be Smithers. Oh, I could see you being Mr. Smithers doing dances for Burns and shit. I'm gay for Luke Hodge. And he's asked, have you ever tag teamed with Matthew Gregory Brown from Wholesome? This is for you, Marty, on a massive dairy cow.
No, Matt's never really expressed an interest in my cow. Would you? Slam fuck killing.
Would you fuck a cow with him? Like a hot cow. Like
big brown one, eh? Fit. Big fat brown one, grass fed.
No, I reckon he'd like the fucking dairy ones with the spots, the black spots.
I'm gonna say no, but
pussy.
You know, 4 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, too many wines.
Yeah, if you've too many wines.
Yeah. Two cases deep.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
Couple of caps.
Couple of valves.
Straight cow out the front. Marty's there. Roped the fucking legs on her already. Go on, Matty.
You do it.
Jump on, cunt.
I'll have a go for him. For the boy.
That's it. Fuck it to death.
Yeah, the boy. Come on, please say yes. Just at least finger the thing.
Yeah, of course he would.
All right.
Yeah, he definitely would. I'd be pretty confident I could get a fuck out of him.
All right, next question is from Rory_Kiwi_93. Oh, Marty, what would you do if you caught me fucking a cow?
I'd relax my entire body and let my body float down a river, and I would meditate as I slowly dissolve it into sand.
What about... Oh, that's pretty weird. what about... Okay, he said, if you just had your way with it and then I'd had a go. Now, remember, you fucking normally hate him after. So, you should be cool with me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If it's the same cow, then, yeah, I would obviously be like, there's no attachment there. Like, and it's, yeah, I haven't really
it's
thought
it's probably
about
half dead after you fucked it, too.
Well, yeah, most of the time, yeah. It'd just be a bit of a shame coming back after. Like, if he'd been, because I always come back and have a look at him a bit. Like, just to see the site had been disturbed, though, that's probably the only thing where it'd be. You know
I guess
mean?
It'd look cooler because they'd be a lot of the time like rotting or yeah, but like if I guess you'd be fine. Yeah, he'd be fine with it.
Yeah, that is okay with me, mate.
All right, last question's from Noah Jesek. What gives each of you blokes a tad bit of anxiety just to make you piss your pants a little?
Health scares.
Yeah, death's mine.
Health scares. And about the older you get, the weird shit starts happening in your body. And yeah, so fucking, and we have not treated our bodies well at all. So it's like, it's always like, when's it going to happen? When's it coming, huh? When's that fucking, when's that day? When's the news?
Yeah. So you just try and have fun with the days you have before that news.
Do you guys get a bit of anxiety from work, like doing social media?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, because you've always got to fucking come up with the fucking next fucking fucking.
It's a video every week. There's a, you know.
There's relentless.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of and you got to step up some of the pain shit, especially with the website now. Like, I love it. It's fun, but fuck. Trying to, there's going to be one day where you just snap the wrong bone and then fuck, you are Steven.
Yeah, fuck.
You get too high. I get too high sometimes on the marijuanas. And I can just go so deep into my brain and I think about death and then it's like, fuck. That gives me anxiety. But that's to be honest.
Cocoon, man. For you, I know.
And that's question time.
All right. Next segment has been renamed In Elfish by Matt Brown, the researcher. And it has been renamed to... And this segment is just where we open up the PO box that you guys have sent through this week. All right, so this week we hadn't been sent anything, so we've gone and pretended that we've been sent something. And, what's this? Wrapped in a little paper towel, like a little cylinder thing. Perfume spray, it says. I wonder.
Can't be good for you to breathe in that.
Yeah, I have read that. So that's... Hey, spray that there. That's how you spray that. That's how you spray that, if you didn't know.
Oh, God's out of breath. I feel sick.
Yeah, that is intense. That really hangs in the air, doesn't it?
Oh.
Oh my God, dude, this is... Whew.
Carcinogens. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. That's another... One less day we live because of that decision. Fuck Dad.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's presents. There's presents in me.
Yeah.
All right, and that's the end of the P.O. Box segment this week. Hello. Hello, everyone. Go ahead, wave at the screen, everyone. Hello. It's Marty and Michael here. And we just want to let you know it's stunt time.
Woo! Now, this is mixed with science too. So it's stunt with science time. You know how everyone says, oh, if pepper gets in your nose, you sneeze? I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, man. He calls bullshit on that fucking fuckfest shit.
Bullshit.
All right? That's fuckfest shit. Don't be coming here saying you sneeze every time you fucking have pepper, you bitch.
That's something out of the cartoons.
You're a fucking bitch. And I have something to say.
Cartoon's not real.
100%.
All right. So, we'll grind some pepper and... we'll fucking...
throw the plate real hard against the wall. Yeah. Imagine if I had secretly made my own prank video on here and I'd replace the pepper with black tar heroin.
Reddit has some really interesting comments about snorting black pepper, but we'll...
Oh, fuck off. Oh, now you're scaring me.
I guess we'll wait to the end.
Nah, that's pretty good. He's using Buddha to crush the pepper to snort.
Buddha's a good guy. You know, he's a really great guy.
All right, here we go. He's going to disprove that you have to sneeze when you inhale pepper. He's leaning down. He's snorting. Snorting. Oh, he's nailed the whole line as a romper.
Ah.
Let's see. Let's see. He's come up. Let's see what happens. All right, looks like we have got some bullshit.
Science mixed with stunt.
And that's what Stephen Hawking couldn't do because a cunt couldn't lift his arms.
Wait, there's a sneeze coming on, maybe.
Oh, shit.
No.
Ah, you fucking dicks.
It's in my belly.
Whoever writes
brain
that is
belly.
Shithead.
Brain and belly.
Whoever writes that is shithead.
Whoever writes that is shithead.
Well, a lot of people actually were saying side effects of snorting black pepper include pain, which you didn't resolve any pain.
There's definitely some fucking pouring out of his nose.
There is a burning sensation there.
Nasal bleeding. Then they go back to pain, then more blood, instant regret. Continuous bleeding and suicidal thoughts.
Oh, you added that in.
No, I shit you not. They're right
fuck
there.
Off. How?
Oh. It's right there.
So it's going to be a rough night.
But
no, dude, don't tell yourself that. That is fucking...
Yeah, but you just proved it wrong.
Bullshit, yeah. There you go.
Oh, fuck Dad, hey?
Fuck Dad, right.
Okay, now I'm all uncomfy. I'm all uncomfy. My face ain't uncomfortable. Fuck.
Kids, don't snort. Pepper. All right, next and final segment brings us to next and Connor, stop editing that.
He was now doing a remix on you.
Now people are going to think that that's Connor editing that and not me doing that.
He's doing tricks.
They're going to think, oh, fucking Connor's fucking with the edit again. That's Connor editing that.
Hurrah!
Stop doing that, Connor. The people just want to get on with the show. They don't want to hear that.
No, they see me moving too.
Yeah, it's editing. It's because he's so good with the green screen and shit that he's just done that.
My throat hurts, man. My fucking throat hurts. It's all dry. I'm feeling sadder. I'm starting to feel sadder.
Prank call time. segment's changed to Well, make a little fish like Martin Tip, which is an elfish song at the pubs.
Oh, it's hurting now.
Where's your
fart? It's getting worse and worse. We got to put on a silent.
This week, we're going to call good old Domino's. And while I'm talking to them, Michael's going to say a word into his mic. It could be like a word like pretzel. And then I have to get the Domino's employee to say that word.
Thanks for calling Domino's. How can I help you?
Zilmio. G'day, mate. What suburb are you guys in?
Sorry?
What suburb are you guys in?
Domino's Zilmio.
Zilmio. Okay, great. I was just checking to see if I was calling the right one.
IGA.
Can I just make a pickup order, please?
Pickup order?
Yeah, it's quite a big one. It's five pizzas.
Five pizzas.
What's that? Is there a grocery store near you guys?
Sorry?
Is there a grocery store near you guys as well? Is there an IGA near you guys?
Yeah, it's before the IGA.
IGA, okay, sweet. Yeah, so for the first pizza, can I just get a large meat lovers, please, on a classic crust?
Yeah, sure, just give me a moment. Just give me a minute.
That's fine. No worries, mate.
Hello.
Hey, mate. What was it? Yeah.
Car park.
Can you say the word car park?
Sorry?
Can you say the word car park?
Yeah, we do have the car park.
Car park, okay, sweet. Well, can I just get one large Hawaiian
pizza?
And can I get the stuffed crust on that one?
Garlic
all
bread.
All of the classic crust?
Yeah.
Yep.
And what sides do you guys have?
Yeah, we do have the garlic bread, meatballs, pizza bites,
cheesy
bread.
Stem cell.
All right, sweet. For the fourth pizza, can I please get a it's cheese and stuff all over it. I think they have stem cells. Do you guys have stem cells?
Sorry?
Stem cells? Do you guys have stem cell toppings?
Just give them 1 second.
Oh no. He's gonna put the manager on this.
Domino's in mess. Hello?
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. So,
what is
it? It's like barbecue meat lovers, Hawaiian and pepperoni.
Yep, and the garlic bread on the side.
Garlic bread on the side, yeah.
Yep, and the pepperoni was with a stuffed crust pizza base.
Cheesy crust, yeah.
Cheesy crust, sorry. My correction. Do you guys have the stem cell toppings?
Sorry?
Do you guys have stem cell toppings?
No.
Can you just say that word, though?
Sorry?
Can you say stem cell?
Stem cell?
Yeah. All right, sweet. All right, so how many pizzas is that? For the fourth, I'll get, the margarita, the cheesy. That's just the cheese one, isn't it?
Stiff.
Margarita, you'll be getting tomato on the cheese.
Okay, sweet. I'll get one of them. And
the stiff.
And also, do you guys have the stiff?
Sorry?
The stiff?
Sorry, what's that?
The stiff.
No, sorry, we don't know.
Can you say it though? Because I don't believe you unless you say it.
Hello?
Did you say it?
Big sir?
The stiff. I want you to say the stiff.
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you.
I said say the stiff. Say the stiff.
Sorry.
STIFF.
Say the stiff.
Stiff, sir?
Yeah, there we go. All right, so the last one's, the margarita. Abortion. And also just a 1.25 litre Pepsi with an abortion iced tea. What do you guys have abortion iced tea?
No iced tea.
What kind of iced tea don't you have, though?
We don't sell the iced tea.
Yeah, which one specifically was I asking for, though?
Abortion,
yes, correct. All right, sweet. Cancel that order. Actually, I don't want it anymore, but thank you. And
We are asses. Arsenhole.
That was a good game, though, wasn't it?
Oh, I like the stiff point was hot.
I thought it was a bit though. I felt like I was creeping them out a bit. Like when I thought they were like starting to get a bit scared because they kept saying the stiff.
Yeah, I like the way you said that. It was cute. I found it nice.
Mm. Definitely, we are the best. We're 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 the best. So on and so forth. The best
forever.